We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What if they just got rid of two toxic pieces of their locker room and they look at Cam Hayward and David DeCastro and all the other guys who rallied when Ryan Shazier went down and said, we're still a good team, and they say, we're now made of guys who want to be here and are about the team. That is something that is archaic in our sports world, maybe a little archaic in the NFL, but it works for the Patriots, and it works for all the good teams. It's always about team first. Those two guys were about me first. Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert and the Rooney family stood for something here, stood their ground. They're getting fleeced today. Everyone's making fun of them. They're a clown organization. See what happens come October, November. If the Raiders are better than the Steelers, I'd be a little surprised.
Okay, that's Peter Schrager, NFL Network reporter today on this Antonio Brown trade, which Peter is right about, is not being well received here at all. In fact, I have a Twitter poll up right now that asked Steelers fans to grade the trade. 43% gave it a C and 38% gave it a D or an F. So that means about 80% of us feel like this was at best an average trade.
Yeah, but whenever people saying, say C, they don't mean average. That is not average. People always say C to mean worse than average. Okay. B is average now. Come on, man.
Sorry. Just high standards for
Catholic school grading, my friend.
Peter Schrager saying this is a blessing in disguise. You got rid of Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell is going to find a new home. Maybe even today we might have an update on that.
It won't be Oakland now that they did sign Brown. Trent Brown left
But
tackle.
What is your perception of the Steelers now? That they're in much better shape today than they were yesterday? That they have regained control of a bad situation?
No.
No.
They got rid of Antonio Brown.
So what are they now, worse?
Yes.
Do they look like a weak organization?
They look like an organization that is in semi-disarray, that has a bad defense, that's about to do an extension for the quarterback that's coming off the league lead in interceptions this year, that's going to be, 37 this coming season? Just turned 37? And they think that it's going to be...
I'm not worried about Ben.
They think... You should be. They think... He just led the league in picks.
I know.
Throwing the ball all over the freaking yard. He's going to want to exert more control over the offense. They're not going to run the ball. I'm worried about James Conner. Why wouldn't you be worried about him? What did he get them this year with Brown on the team?
Because I don't think their season hinges on him next year.
What does it hinge on?
Their defense being better than just bullcrap.
Oh, great. Well, then now I feel better. I'm glad you brought that up. Their defense sucked last year for the vast majority of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And barring something unforeseen, it will probably suck again this year.
Because of the dead money on AB, they only have $9 million in cap space, which is in the bottom 10. So they can't spend like they just got their parents' credit card in free agency. They've got to make shrewd, smart moves, which is disappointing and depressing. You'd think with the Le'Veon Bell cap credit, the $14.5 million they'd get for this year, that it would free them up to do some different things, but I guess not. I feel like they got, they're not driving a Mercedes-Benz. They're probably driving...
The rambling wreck.
No, they're probably driving like a used car with a couple hundred thousand miles on it.
Well, and maybe like an Accord or something
a
like
ding
that.
Or a dent that they just never felt like
so
they needed or
so they're
wanted
driving
to spend
a beat up
fix.
Car that you think is going to be more reliable,
but they got it back on the road is my point.
Ugh. Man, what a low standard. You know what I hated about what Schrager said there? He said, I think the Steelers will be better than the Raiders. That's because as much as I just slagged Ben a little bit as a player and worried about what he might be going forward, I think he's still
the Raiders are the ultimate tire fire.
But he's still better than Derek Carr. Then he cited the Patriots as like the organization that does it the hokey way, but the right way. Man, all this crap about culture and everything else, the Patriots do things a different way than every other team in the league. They do. But usually when you're talking about is a team got a good culture or not, you're talking about one thing. They have a really good quarterback or not. Period. End of story. But everyone likes to make it about something else.
Yeah, I just feel like Steelers fans right now, and maybe you're even projecting this a little bit, are acting like Goldilocks. You're not going to find the bowl of porridge that is just right. If you keep Antonio Brown, that's not good enough because you can't bring a distraction or a cancer back with the team. But if you trade him and you don't get enough back, well, then that's not cool either. That doesn't fly. So which one is it? You know, like people were trying to thread the needle here with this trade. And so I think there are some fans who were excited for Antonio Brown to leave. And then that day came and went, and they still complained about it. And they still ripped the organization for it. So which one is it? Like, I like the Steelers better today than I did yesterday because Antonio Brown's not on the team. That doesn't mean I feel like they're Super Bowl bound now, or I think that they've turned the franchise around completely. But I like the fact that that headache, there wasn't enough ibuprofen in Pittsburgh for me to get over that headache for the last 2 years. And now it's gone. And maybe I'll have another headache because Mike Tomlin is clueless. But at least for the time being, one habitual nagging pain is gone.
Okay. Get ready for more. Might not be Mike Tomlin either. Could be him. Very well could be. His defense could stink again. Could be they lose a game. Ben throws a late fourth quarter pick after the game in the locker room. Says, I don't know why Juju ran that route. Why did James Conner miss a blitz pickup and made me hurry my throw?
How does the Antonio Brown trade make you feel about the Steelers? Do you respect them more or less for this trade? Are you excited for life without Antonio Brown? Or did the trade package underwhelm you so much you're questioning the leadership and the future of this franchise? 412-928-9370. And on Twitter, at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. He's Chris Muller, back from daddy duty. It's the PM team on The Fan.
Antonio Brown's one of the best players in the National Football League. You know, we'd like to have him on our team. So if you lose a player like that, if you decide to take a player like that off your team, you best have the compensation that'll justify removing that player, and that wouldn't be a significant compensation either in the form of a draft pick or picks or a player and picks, just so you can try to balance off the great loss that'll happen if you lose a player like that.
Kevin Colber at the scouting combine, that did not happen with this trade.
I believe that was posturing.
As someone who defends the Steelers making this trade, I can't lie to you and say they got significant compensation back. And it was that comment that was general manager speak, but it created a standard by which fans were going to judge this trade. And then it didn't help when, you know, reporters said the Steelers are holding out for a first-round pick. That's what they're demanding back in the deal. And this artificial market that was created, oh, things are really heating up here. We got teams left and right that are vying for Antonio Brown services, and you're left with a third and fifth-round pick. And I think that the excitement or the open-mindedness, Chris, I have about building a team without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, that trumps or exceeds the disappointment I have that they get two third-round picks and a fifth-round pick back for two All-Pro players. They weren't winning with those guys, so really, what did I lose? I had done it one way, or tried to do it one way, with those three players, Ben, Bell, and AB, on offense for 8 years. And I don't have much to show for it. I've got three playoff wins.
Now it's Ben, Juju, and Connor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm not...
Hold on.
So I'm not in love with that either.
I have to go back to something you've said many, many, many times this offseason. Is that if you were running the team, Mike Tomlin would have been let go.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Munchak would have been promoted.
Mm-hmm.
You are more enthusiastic. To what degree do you think that the problems they've had with individual players is Mike Tomlin's creation? And to what degree do you think it is just some of these guys were going to break bad no matter who was the coach? outside of Belichick.
I think it's more Tomlin.
So how are you that excited about them building something new with a guy you think is a major problem still around? I don't know why you would be excited right now. Because the guy that is in many ways problem
because
number
the
one,
alternative,
the original sin creator, is
right,
still here.
You're right. But some of the supporting cast, those who conspired to commit, you know, Steelers kamikaze missions here, where they went to places like Oakland and blew up. So the main contributors or guys who I think were also had a hand in that are gone. And the primary actor here, the guy who I hold most responsible, is still here. But when you start to get rid of or shed guys who I think lent to a culture of lower expectations.
But you think they're symptomatic of a culture.
Chris, the word...
You think Mike Tomlin creates it. All you've done is get rid of the symptoms of the sickness that
he has
created.
I know, but what I get so frustrated by with the Steelers is when they stress continuity and they keep people around because, well, that's what they do, darn it. And we're going to make it work with Antonio Brown by hook or by crook, by any means necessary. We don't let the player dictate terms. We're going to find a way to make it work. And that stubbornness that we've seen from the Steelers on a variety of things, like assistant coaches, the head coach, the way they negotiate deals, I get so sick of them doing the same thing year after year after year. And them saying that their stress level or anger had reached a boiling point with Antonio Brown, I actually find refreshing that they said the hell with it, even though this is going to hurt us against the cap. We'd rather see what life is like without him than live with him for the next 3 years.
Boy, good luck with that.
You say that like you would have been okay or amenable.
No. I say that like your enthusiasm is something I find to be foolhardy in this case, or your open-mindedness. You have really tossed on a pair of rose-colored or black and gold-colored glasses here, and God bless you for it. I hope it works out. But I don't think it will. I think they were in a bad situation the minute it became obvious they had to trade him. And the fact they could have traded him for the 9th pick in the draft with Buffalo and done that swap to move up from 20 to 9th. And I still would have said, okay, better trade, good trade, could get an impact player, still in a pot of trouble in 2019. And they are. And they will be. And if you're a person like you, if somebody else is out there listening that believes that Mike Tomlin fosters this environment, guess what? He hasn't been given a particularly stern rebuke. They fired Joey Porter, which, to hear some people tell it, Mike Tomlin, even though he was his right-hand man, probably doesn't mind that much because he would always have to bail Porter out of these dumb situations off the field at high school football games. And then they said they didn't even talk like harshly about a Mike Tomlin extension. Art Rooney was a little bit coy. That's it. What sign has he gotten from his boss, or bosses, if you call Colbert that too, that he is in real danger and needs to change dramatically? None. So why would you think he would? A man who is 0 for his last God knows how many years in challenges, why would that stubborn, proud man change?
If they trusted Mike Tomlin to take the talent and make it work and be the great manager of personalities and players that he's made out to be, this great players coach, then Art Rooney would have just told Tomlin, Antonio Brown's coming back, make it work. So I think there is a layer of some lack of trust there in trading Antonio Brown. Because if you really felt like Mike Tomlin was this perfect pillar in this great molder of men who you could give him a highly talented but highly combustible team and he would find a way to make it work, by trading Antonio Brown, you were at least tacitly admitting that you don't think Mike Tomlin can rein in the player and control the player.
So why not fire him?
You're preaching to the choir on that, man.
Well, no, there's another angle to this. It's that if you, as Art Rooney, are aware that Mike Tomlin is superseded by a player on your team, the quarterback, which he is, and you know that Mike Tomlin isn't the only guy you'd have to get to sort of fall in line and do things some sort of weird old school way, you'd have to be at least somewhat aware that the quarterback calls a lot of the shots. And if you're Art Rooney, you know you've got to give him another contract because that's how things are done in the NFL where quarterbacks rule the roost.
We're a couple days away from the 2019 NFL season starting. That means that every trade or free agent deal that has been reported is not set in stone. It's not official. That gives the Steelers an out if they want to get out of this Antonio Brown trade. Should they take advantage of that? Now that they've seen the public reaction, now that they've seen the way Antonio Brown has reacted to this new deal, should the Steelers pull the plug on it and renege? 412-928-9370. We'll discuss that next hour. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy, the Pittsburgh Performance Center and go-to dealership for new Corvettes and Camaros. 49 degrees right now and a low of 25. It's the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.